It was a chaotic scene as close to 100 parents searched for their children after they were dropped off by a handful of buses. After finding each other in the crowd, some families hugged and others cried tears of joy. That was the case with Benita Glover, who reunited with her 8th grade son, Terrell.
I am so happy to see my son. I'm glad all this is over with.
It was also an emotional moment for Shantae Corsi and her 6th grade son, Zaire.
I was so happy, you know, just knowing he was safe and okay.
Corsi left work early after hearing about the shooting.
Oh my God, at work I was shaking. They can't have cell phones in the school, so you can't text them to know if they are okay.
Zaire was also relieved.
I'm glad I saw my mom, that I didn't die.
Zaire heard gunfire while sitting in his language arts class.
I heard, like, gunshots from, like, different directions. Well, it was kind of scary because I thought he was going to run in a classroom and shoot us, but our teacher had us on lockdown, so we were safe.
But the incident has left Corsi wondering whether that's truly the case. She plans to go to the Atlanta Board of Education to ask school officials how they plan to make the school safer. Michelle Worth, WABE News.